Welcome to KBIA's Business Beat, a show covering what's happening in business, economics, and employment in mid-Missouri. For this week's show, we partnered with the Missouri Business Alert, a statewide digital publication covering Missouri's top business news. I'm Lauren Langell. Over 4,500 people on average are released from prison each year in Missouri. Of those, 480 in Boone County. After being locked up for weeks, months, or even years, how do people adjust back to life outside of prison and find a job? One obstacle confronting ex-offenders is the little box on job applications that asks about criminal history. Missouri Business Alert's Michaela Marshall Dungy looked at the paths people in Columbia can take to integrate back into society. She also looked into a measure called Ban the Box, which is an effort to remove that box on job applications. She spoke with Dan Hannikin, who was released from prison in 2003, and at that time, not even McDonald's wanted to hire him. Now, Hannikin is the executive director of a reentry program called Into Action that helps ex-offenders find a job. The nonprofit organization has two homes that can provide a daily routine as well as help men in the program develop soft skills. The ex-offenders then work in a transitional employment service program before the real job search begins. According to Hannikin, Into Action applies faith-based principles in a practical way, encouraging the men to think through their behavior before acting. Hannikin says he's in favor of the Ban the Box measure, which Columbia City Council could adopt later this year. Columbia would be following Kansas City's lead, which passed a similar measure last year. Columbia Council member Michael Trapp supports the measure. He and Hannikin stress this would not force employers to hire ex-offenders, but make them evaluate potential employees based on their skills, not just their past history. I spoke with Michaela Marshall Dungy, who wrote the article for the Missouri Business Alert. So what's the larger issue here? Is it the fact that ex-cons don't have the skills or resources to find a job, or is it that employers are unwilling to even take a look at their application if they have criminal history?
I think it's really both. And I know that with several of the people I spoke with, we talked about not only just the programs that they run or kind of the current issues on the table, but also the prison system as a whole and how it focuses less on rehabilitation than a lot of people feel like it should. And so I think a lot of times prison is just a dead space for a lot of people. And so not only do you come out and you don't have the current skills, but you're also being put into a scenario where no one is really even open to giving you a second chance. And so I think that's really disheartening for people.
So are there any misconceptions that people have towards ex-offenders?
I think so. And Dan actually shared a story of when he got out of prison and he was applying for a job at McDonald's. And he had a great conversation with the manager. They got along great. He really answered all the interview questions to what he felt like was the best of his ability. The manager seemed to be really excited in hiring him. They were kind of talking loosely about start dates and when he could really get to work. And then she saw the little box that said he had a criminal history. And he said she just got up and walked away and was furious that he hadn't disclosed that information prior to their interview. Because a lot of companies actually have policies that they don't hire people with a criminal history. And so for him, and for me as well, I think that was a very tangible example of how, in a lot of ways, a lot of these people are actually capable of being great employees. And sometimes employers even see that, especially in this case. And it's that one little tiny hookup that keeps a lot of people from being hired or keeps managers from hiring individuals.
Michaela's full story can be found at MissouriBusinessAlert.com. CenturyLink just launched a new high-speed internet service available in select neighborhoods in Columbia and Jefferson City. The service transfers data at up to 1 gigabit per second. The ultra-fast fiber network also launched in 12 other cities nationwide.
It's like a horse riding versus a sport car.
That was Professor Dong Shu, chair of the Computer Science Department in Engineering at the University of Missouri. He says most Americans who use the internet have a 10 megabit per second service. The 1 gigabit network can be up to 100 times faster. He says a typical movie on a DVD is less than 1 gigabit, so you could essentially upload or download an entire DVD in less than a second.
I talked about this residential use for, let's say, watching movies, play computer games. But actually, this high speed is more important for business. As I said, nowadays, many businesses have this so-called big data problem. So there's a dramatic amount of data, and then you really need to analyze it across the internet.
Xu says in order to handle big data, you need good infrastructure. Colombia is home to companies that heavily rely on technology, and internet speeds play a significant role. Xu thinks the CenturyLink service might help Colombia attract and retain businesses. According to Ookla, the global leader in broadband and networking testing, within the country, Missouri ranks 4th and 15th in download and upload speeds. Part of why Missouri did so well in this ranking is a similar service offered by Google called Google Fiber. It's available to select customers in Kansas City, which was the first testing ground for the service. Toby Rush of iVerify is one of them.
It has made a difference in our efficiency. So again, ultimately that flows to the bottom line. I would be hard-pressed to put a dollar amount to it.
iVerify is a mobile software company that transforms a picture of your eye into a key that protects your digital life.
We deal a lot with pictures, lots and lots and lots of photos. You know, I remember we used to think about, we literally would time our, you know, moving big batches of images to do at night. Because if you do it during the middle of the day, you would just hose the access for everybody.
He says he thinks Google is changing the paradigm of internet connectivity.
What Google has done is accelerate the change or accelerate the adoption of that ubiquitous high-speed wired and wireless network that will open an entire new way that we, you know, live and work and play. The parallel I use is electricity. So when you think about electricity, you never go to someone's house and wonder, wow, will they have enough electricity to charge my stuff? Or you go to a hotel and like, I wonder if there'll be a plug-in in my room. Right? You just don't think about that. It's so ubiquitous. It's so cheap. And I think we're heading to a place where connectivity is the same thing.
Chief Technology Officer Gary Lee at Veterans United Home Loans in Colombia says we're not there yet and more development in IT infrastructure still needs to happen.
You know, for businesses, it has to get to the point where this is ubiquitous across the entire country. If everything that I was accessing was in Colombia, then this would be, I'd be, you know, running down the street very happy. But since most of what I'm accessing is all around the U.S., it's not as big for me as a business person.
In those Ookla ratings, the U.S. ranks 25th and 47th worldwide in broadband download and upload speed. Thanks for listening to this week's Business Beat in partnership with the Missouri Business Alert. For KBIA News, I'm Lauren Langell.